Let's just look at that Indianapolis line first. Jeff Saturday, a sort of Jerry Kramer-esque block to set Adifree. Flat backs the defensive lineman in a way that is almost legendary and will become legendary. Tell us about the Indy Colts line, which I think is the reason they won.
Well, I don't think there's any question, you know, and I've always been very critical of Indianapolis Colts, kind of their scheme, if you will, and kind of the finesse football that they have been asked to play. And ultimately, they have really changed things up. I was talking to Dahani Jones, linebacker from the Philadelphia Eagles, and November 26th, the Indianapolis Colts beat them 45-21. And you know, the big thing right now is with Joseph Addai and the way they're running that football, they are really, they have really started to be a power run game, and they're getting great production out of their offensive line. It's not that their offensive line couldn't do it in the past, it's that they were never asked to do it, and it's something that they didn't really work on, you know, and run blocking is like any other skill that you have to work on. You've got to be able to work on your feet and your hands, and you've got to be work on getting leverage, and the Indianapolis Colts have kind of changed that part of their game. They are a much more legitimate running football team now, and they're running with power. And there's an excitement about the game. It's really taken a ton of pressure off of Peyton Manning and that crew. And you're right, Jeff Saturday flatbacked Vince Wilfork on Joseph Addai's last touchdown. It was a thing of beauty. For me, it was the ultimate offensive line game because I'm watching them, Indianapolis, just, control the trenches. I'm watching Chicago control the trenches. I'm watching the Patriots run. And then Logan Mankins for the Patriots scores a touchdown. Jeff Saturday scored two offensive lines.
How about
scored.
That?
You know what? That never happens.
Klecko.
Yeah, Klecko out of the backfield for the Patriots. I mean, you know, three linemen, one defensive score. It just was unbelievable.
Hey, Mark, Joss describes the Chicago offensive line as a road grader offensive line. These guys are just basically bulldozing through, not tremendously athletic, just powerful, straight ahead, kick your butt. I can say kick your ass, I guess, on Sirius Satellite.
Right. Oh, there's no question about it. I think Olin Krutz is, obviously probably the best center in the game today, but he's also one of the nastiest players of the game. He will definitely give you the business, as they say, and I just love the way they play. I mean, they are a hard-nosed group. You know, they're a power-running football team. I'll tell you, one of the guys to keep your eyes on, one of the guys that really made a difference in Sunday's game against New Orleans was tight end Desmond Clark, guy that was a former teammate of mine with the Denver Broncos. And not only the run-blocking game where he's getting second and third blocks on people, it was just amazing, but also controlling the middle of the field to keep some one-on-one matchups with Bernard Berrien on the outside. So he's a guy that you really have to, kind of an unsung hero guy that you really got to keep your eye on because he made some gigantic plays in that game against the Saints.